getting fucked up on Pogo City tonight. Here's Blank 77 with London Boys. Only on motherfucking Pogo City. Andrew Bedlam on the mic and on the boards, getting a little fucked up and wasted, talking about some motherfucking Sky Vodka. And as you know, it is always April 20th at Pogo City HQ. All right, so we got some people in the house tonight. Second show of the night. We are fucked up and wasted. The lovely rude girl Jessica is here, but she is passed out on the floor beside me, claiming to be alive, mumbled and slurred.
Didn't even know she was here.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah.
The lovely rude girl Jessica. Hey, Sean, do me a favor, my man.
What's
up? Sean Bedlam, let's say hi. Sean, how the fuck is up?
I just walked in, and Jess is already passed out.
So, Sean, are you sober?
Yeah, I am.
I want you to come over here. I want you to walk over here. I want you to grab Jessica's microphone, take it out of the stand, and I want you to go talk to her real quick. Go grab it for me, because I got to stay on my mic. Sean's walking over across Pogo City HQ while he gets ready. Let's say what's up to Mark Wilson and Jimmy from Clerical Era.
Yo, what is up, everybody? It's good to be here once again.
We got Jimmy.
What up, what up?
What's All right, up, now Jimmy? Jimmy's cool What's enough up, to Jimmy? Bring over his 7-inch collection. We got some awesome shit. Let's talk real quick about that first record. You know, I'm talking about Blank 77. Now, that's a split coming from Fucking Faces on their German release. That's when Killer Blanks was coming out in Germany. Now, this record here, one of my favorite records. There's only two tracks by Blanks on it, and that's Police Attack and London Boys. London Boys, originally done by Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. Now, this was the first Blank 77 record I ever had. Now, I've always loved Blank 77. That was the first tattoo I ever got. I got a goddamn Blank 77 tattoo, right? With the lyrics to Do or Die in it, okay? Now, the first record by them I ever had was this split, okay? And fucking Sean was about, I don't know, I'm going to say Sean was 14, 15. We did not have our licenses. We were getting fucked up that night on Southern Comfort, I'm pretty sure. Nate McDowell, you know, no longer with us. Sorry, Nate. But Nate McDowell was also there. We were fucked up and wasted. Sean.
Oh, that's that fucking night, yeah.
Sean fucking projectile vomits.
No,
They killed Kenny! You Nate. Bastards!
We were sitting there drinking fucking Southern Comfort and Natty's Ice. I'm sitting in the middle. Nate's to my left. You're to my right. All of a sudden, Nate, out of nowhere, puts his hands over his mouth. Nate puts his hand over his mouth and proceeds to fucking, like, sunflower everybody. If you don't know what I mean by that, sprayed out in different directions. And his puke smelled like... someone ate a jar of peanut butter and then shat it out like it was just the peanut butter. It smelled fucking terrible. I don't know what the hell he was eating, but the smell of it fucking started making me sick. And then eventually I puked too.
Okay, but when Sean puked, he projectile vomited all over my favorite Blanks record on yellow vinyl in a key in a on a sleeve that was outside of like a plastic cover. So he hardcore pukes all over the paper jacket. That son of a bitch. I was going to beat the shit out of him. Not to mention, we were like 14, 15. He was being loud as fuck in my mother's house at like 2 o'clock in the morning.
I think we were watching Clockwork or something.
We were probably watching Clockwork because that was all we did back then. Yo, all the old school bedlam, all the old school bedlam practices were let's play 3 songs and then go watch Clockwork Orange. Dude, I don't know. We were so, it was ridiculous. But why don't we get things moving with another Jersey band, talking about Linden, New Jersey, with a little bit of Banner of Hope, Barroom Brawl. All right, now that was Banner of Hope, only on. We're going to keep things rocking right along. We're going to do a little more. One of the newer skinhead bands. Talking about Bishop's Green. Let's check them out. Oh yeah!
Thank you.
notice. Right now, that was a little bit of Bishop's Green with the Crow. Now, as I said earlier, we got, what are you, bass player and singer, Jimmy?
No, I play guitar.
Oh, you play guitar now?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Jimmy from Clear Clarity, we got Jimmy in the studio playing guitar and singing lead vocals with Clerical Error. So what's going on, Jimmy?
Nothing. I think you got a track queued up right now. It's one of my favorite songs by the band. It's called Peanut Butter and Crack Sandwich.
Ah, Dave Chappelle.
Yes, it's yeah, definitely Dave Chappelle. You know, it's a little ditty that we wrote about smoking crack.
All right, so here's Clerical Error's debut on Pogo City Radio with Peanut Butter Crack Sandwich.
Authentic in your face punk rock.
All right, now that was Clerical Error only on
Pogo City Radio.
Now we got the guitarist and vocalist of Clerical Error, Jimmy Error, as I will call him now.
Great band, man. I saw you guys at Market Street.
Yeah, I caught you guys. Thank you. Market Street and Banger.
In fact, when you saw us in Banger, that was our debut of, well, he's our original bass player, but he was out of commission for a while.
Triumphant return.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
he was.
He's good though.
Yeah, Tony Coca-Cola. He plays bass for us now. So, the track you just heard, it was just guitar and drums. He was actually in rehab.
Yeah, I've only seen you with a two-man lineup.
Yeah, we got a bass player now. We actually did some recordings of it. So he'll be out soon. Well, he was always in the band, let me say, from the beginning. He was just in rehab.
On hiatus.
Well, yeah.
Unaccounted for.
Yeah, he had a boof and glue problem.
Boof and glue? So he was shoving glue up his ass? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, he would boof glue.
What the hell are you talking about, man?
For real?
That's why he was in rehab.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, he was boofing glue.
But
he doesn't do that shit no more, so now he's in the band again. It's
you
good
guys
to have
ever
him
see
back.
That?
Wait,
fucking
that's a joke.
It's like
right?
a fake.
It's gotta
it's
be
like
a joke.
The Onion, but
it's
like
not
it's
a joke.
Like, it's like oh, Rock the Onion. It's called the Hard Times, And there was an article.
The Onion, as in the fake news site?
As in the fake news site. There was one for the hard times where it was about punks are now, as a way to become more health conscious, are vaping glue instead of sniffing it.
Nah, this is funny as hell. Nah, this guy is
I mean, I knew
crazy.
People have, like, my Uncle John, like, he's, like, really old. He's, like, 70. But I'm saying, like, back in the day, he used to, like, huff glue. And, like, he
oh,
never even
I
learned
I used to huff glue because the casualties told me to back
yeah,
in the day.
Yeah, okay. But, like, my Uncle John never even learned how to read.
Spray
and I believe that he huffed glue, but I mean,
spray
do
paint,
not
glue
huff
bag.
Glue.
No, don't huff glue. But like, is that really like? I always heard about that in punk rock. I always heard about like.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Glue.
Sniffing
yeah.
glue is a big thing.
Sniffing
but
glue all day.
I'm not sure I ever really believed it.
Anyway, so he's good now. He doesn't do that anymore. But he asked me to play a song tonight, so I'm gonna play it.
What song is that?
He wanted me to play some Verruckers. I'm gonna play All Systems Fail.
All right, for the bass player.
Ooh, that's a good song. I like that
Here's
song.
All Systems Fail by the Verruckers.
Authentic in your face.
All right, now this is Andrew Bedlam on, I almost said Andrew Bedlam on Blank 77, Andrew Bedlam on Pogo City Radio. Now, Mike Blanks, the singer of Blank 77, just hit us up on Facebook and said, hey, Blanks actually recorded London twice. There's another version
Let's
on a Johnny Thunders tribute comp CD. Now, I have never heard a goddamn thing about this. I did not know Blanks did... whatever the dude, I'm fucking wasted.
I'm
I don't
wasted.
Even remember
I'm fucking
what
wasted.
I'm talking about.
I've heard
I'm
the CD version.
No, it's all
I've
good,
heard the
man.
CD
we're
version.
All
version
fucking wasted.
Yeah, I've heard the CD version, and I think the record version's better.
All right, now that's the only version, and that's what we just played. That's the only version I've ever heard. Now, so Mike hit us up on Facebook, you should do the same goddamn thing. You could do that, facebook.com/PogoCityRadio, all right? And you can email us, staff@PogoCityRadio.com. Or I don't fucking know, dude. We're everywhere. Fucking listen to us. Come on, give us a fucking follow or
give
a
us
fucking
an amen.
Give any fucking button that you can click on our goddamn page, click it. All right?
Give us an amen, brother.
Give us an amen. Is there like a poke or something on there on Facebook?
All we're trying to do is trying to promote some local music. And, well, we did just play Jimmy's band, Clerical Error. I'm going to see if I can get another Admit Nothing song.
Can I get an amen?
I've been having some trouble getting their shit to play. It's kind of pissing me off. We played them on the last show, but it's kind of a pain in the ass, and it's kind of pissing me off. I'm trying to find some hate trash. I don't know. I'm kind of drunk, and this shit's, like, buried in my computer. I don't know which computer it's on.
I got a record queue.
All right, Jimmy's got a record queue.
Okay, I'm about to play it's a Toxic Narcotic song. It's called Get
Boston.
The Gun.
Yeah, yep,
but
good band.
The thing
Love
is
them.
Is that I've only ever heard the song by Mouthstone Shut, but this is the Toxic Narcotic version. And then after that is a Municipal Waste song. They're from Virginia. They're fucking like thrash.
All right, so here it is on
Pogo City Radio.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
Yeah, this is Municipal Waste, Mind Eraser. This is a really good track.
We'll be right back.
All right, now, Jimmy, who the fuck was that?
That was Municipal Waste with Mind Eraser.
Pogo City Radio. All right.
Now, you guys are tuned into Pogo City Radio. Thanks for checking us out. Make sure you guys head over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Now, you guys can go over there. You can see reviews of shows that we hit up. You can hear reviews of albums that people have sent us. Also, some just regular, random, opinionated posts about fucking different punk rock, all about punk rock. And also, guys, we're always looking for people to contribute. I mean, we've had a couple. I do most of the writing, but we've had a couple other people write. Sean's done a couple. Jess, fucking that scumbag I know, Joe, did one.
Who is Joe? I never met him.
Joe, you know what, man? If you're listening, dude, you know, we tried this out so many times, my man. And that was some bullshit the last time. But, yeah, whatever. But I don't remember
What's up, Joe?
What was I talking about?
Never met a Joe.
On the website, man. On the website.
Oh, yeah.
We're always looking
for people to write. So hit me up on Facebook. You can go facebook.com/PogoCityRadio. Or you can fucking hit me up, staff@PogoCityRadio. Tell me you want to write about some shit, wherever the fuck you're from. All right. Now, we're going to keep things moving right along. I'm going to do a little pogo dancing by Chris Spedding.
Hey, this is your chance to do the pogo dance. So get your both feet off of the ground. What goes up must come down. Pogo dancing. She's up there still. Pogo dancing. Pain to see she's having fun. Pogo dancing. And she ain't the only one. What you doing? Pogo dancing.
All right, now that was Chris Spedding on Pogo City Radio. Now, you guys couldn't hear what we were talking about a second ago, but Jimmy from Clerical Error has got an awesome record collection here with us tonight. We got some awesome shit getting ready to play. We're going to go in a little bit of a different direction. We're going to get back over into some Jersey bands in a minute with the Oi Scouts and Blind Society. Want to remind you guys before we get Blank 77, who we already played, is going to be playing with the Oi Scouts, Jersey's own Oi Scouts. You know, Gabe was just on the show a couple episodes ago for a bunch of them. Go check them out. They were awesome. But the Oi Scouts getting back together.
They're playing
going
out in California.
To California,
right?
Those rat bastard sons of bitches.
They're playing with
I promise
the
you,
corrupted
Gabe,
youth.
Gabe, I swear to God, Gabe did not guarantee me that the Oi Scouts would play. Didn't even really say yes. But I swear to you, we will make sure. There is an East Coast Oi Scout show. It will happen.
For the record,
we will make it happen.
For the record, Claire Claire was asked to open that
if
show.
If anyone can make it happen,
on the West Coast.
Pogo.
No, on the East Coast.
Oh, which one?
Whenever Oi Scouts play on the East Coast in New Jersey, they asked us to open for them.
Whenever. What the fuck is that? We're going to make this shit happen. We're going to make the Oi Scouts play on the East Coast. You know, but we're not playing.
Pogo
I don't know.
City.
Now I feel like we have to play the Oi Scouts. Jimmy, what do you have
we'll
on the goddamn turntable? We will get to that Jersey shit. You were talking to me about some rock and roll shit.
Okay, this
so
is.
Let's talk about it.
I have a 7-inch that I picked up off the internet. It's a band called Chemo Kids, and the song's called New York Doll. It's groovy.
Now, I love the New York Dolls, of course. So this is Chemo Kids with the track New York Dolls. Let's hear this shit on some motherfucking Pogo City Radio. Keeping it rocking on Pogo City. All right, that was the Chemo Kids with New York
like
on the track New York Dolls on Pogo City Radio. Now, what are we putting on next? Are we flipping the record over? What are we doing here? Oh, we're going Johnny Thunders. Now, this is Johnny Thunders on vinyl. A lot of tracks coming on vinyl. This is Dead or Alive with the Heartbreakers. So, this is actually Downtown, and we're going to let it play. This is Downtown.
Of Tom Petty. They
seem to know.
We'll talk about Tom Petty in a minute.
Downtown, it's downtown. the bottom of the day. Everything's okay.
All right, now that was Johnny Thunder with Downtown, coming straight off that slab of wax, only on Pogo City Radio. Now, Jimmy, I see you holding a 7-inch cover in front of me, but I can't make it out. What is it?
It's a Slaughter and the Dogs.
Oh, we're going with a little Slaughter.
It's the Cranked Up Really High 7.
There you go.
But
and
we're going to play Bitch.
We're going to play Bitch by Slaughter and the Dogs.
Pogo City Radio.
All right. So we fucked up a little. We get a little fucked up on Pogo City Radio. Lift up the needle. Sometimes I forget to unmute certain tracks. So we forgot to unmute the track there. So we're going to start this one over because I don't feel like editing it. Because if I try and edit this part out, dude, I'm too fucked up. We're going to fuck everything up. So we're just going to play this right through. And this is Slaughter and the Dogs with Bitch. Only on Pogo City Radio.
Pogo City Radio.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister. Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
Oh, my God. They killed Kenny. Oh. You bastard. Oh.
Right now, that was Slaughter and the Dogs with Bitch on Pogo City Radio. Now, Andrew Bedlam on the mic here. We're going to have to take a quick second and remind you guys to come check us out. Pogo City Pogo City Radio presents Unplugged, coming at you live February 24th at your Welcome Inn, 325 South Nuke Street, Bethlehem.
You're welcome in
Pennsylvania. Pogo City's return to your welcome. Been a couple months. Guys, I'm getting drunk. been a couple months since we've done a gig there. Now, we got Welter playing acoustic. Steve from Admit Nothing going to be playing acoustic.
Steve's a good dude.
Steve and Symbol of Sanity, SOS. They're going to be playing a mix. They're one of bands.
Symbol of Sanity is good.
They're going to be going a little electric. They're going to do some electric, some acoustic. I'm drunk, as I said several times. We're going to have Scum. Now, that's me and Mark going to be doing some acoustic, some banjo. Going to be like a real go fuck your mother type shit. And then we're also got a Baby Blitz, Motown Philly.
That's awesome.
Brian Rothenberg and Squid Subject A. And also one of my, not that I have to pick and choose, but I got to be honest, one of my favorites on the bill, talking about Jake 40 Ounce. Now, Jake is the drummer in a band coming out of Philly, Player 2. Jake going to be playing acoustic for us at Pogo City Radio Presents Unplugged. Let's listen to what he's got for us now with Working Class Pride. Jake 40 Ounce only on Pogo City Radio. Acoustic punk rock, so you know it's about dope, of course.
Get by, and that's all that I need. Make enough to pay my rent and buy a little weed. Don't want your fucking 9 to 5, don't want your Roddy 6. All I want is to be left alone by all you fucking pricks. I don't pay no fucking taxes, cause your government's a joke. That money I can send to Trump, I'd rather spend on dope. A 6-pack and a guitar is living out my dreams. May think I'm a failure, but I'm fucking proud to be. Got my working class pride and my middle finger high. And I'll beat you fucking black and blue if you take me for a ride. I don't owe nobody's shit. If you act in, you'll get none. I smoke all day and drink all night just to have a little fun. Canada to Jersey, I've done things my own way, and I've never given two shits about what people say. Got the freedom to wake up and move at any day. No strings to time to one city or one way. I've gotta beat up rats, pick up gets me where I need to go. I live on beer and frozen pizza, and that ain't no joke. You may think my life's shitty, sometimes I think it too, but I'd rather lead my shitty life than ever be like you. Cause I got my working class pride and my middle finger high, and I'll beat you fucking black and blue if you take me for a ride. I don't owe nobody's shit, if you act here you'll get none. Smoke all day, drink all night, just have a little fun. Got my working class pride and my middle finger high, and I'll beat you fucking black and blue if you take me for a ride. I don't owe nobody's shit, if you act here you'll get none. I smoke all day and drink all night, just have a little fun. Smoke all day and drink all night to have a little
all
fun.
All right. Now, that was Jake 40 Ounce. Gonna be playing.
Yeah, Matt. That's some good shit right
there. I cannot hear myself. There I am. Jake 40
there
Ounce.
I am.
Gonna be playing at Pogo City Presents Unplugged February 24th at your welcome in Southside Bethlehem on New
we'll
Street.
Be there. You'll
get
be
your
there.
Motherfucking ass there.
Sean's
I don't care.
Be there.
Yo, we got a pretty big Asian following. All right, like I'm not gonna lie.
Asian?
For some reason, Pogo City
and all
pretty
over the
popular
continent
in
Asia. Of
Asia.
I'm
Asia,
sure.
Yeah, no,
right?
Yeah, no.
Like
serious?
It from Indonesia
great,
to fucking China to Japan. Probably.
I'm not that cultured, but like I know like what like. I'm not trying to like be anything. I know what Asian people look like, and I don't necessarily know what specific country they're from. And I know when they hit me up on Facebook that they're from Asia, and I can't get more specific than that, to be honest. But there's plenty of Asian listeners. I don't remember why I'm. Why was
well,
I talking
from the
about?
Other side?
I don't know,
of
but
the
it's
world.
Great, dude. It's great to have.
Keep,
you.
Keep tuning in.
Oh shit, motherfucker! Now I gotta be honest, right? A lot of people. This is fucking going out on me. My bad. Let me take care of this. A lot of people hit me up on Facebook and they tell me to play their track. You know what I'm saying? And I really do mean to. We play a lot of them, but then they just get like buried.
Send in your vinyls.
It would be a lot better if you guys could hit me up at staff@voiceofbedlam.com.
We need vinyls.
I get a little bit more professional that way. You know what I'm saying? But just get a hold of us. We do have this one Asian band to play. I gotta see if I can find it. Yo, you got any Tom Boot Boys or Discogs? You want to find one of them? Because I don't remember. I had a point to say about the Asian punk rockers. Thank you, by the way.
Send in your vinyls.
Show. A lot of these dudes, they hit me up on Facebook, dude. They don't even speak English. Like, the letters they type me and shit are in some weird, like, cursive-looking shit. And I don't even know what the fuck it means. I just send them, like, a thumbs up back. Like, a thanks for listening type thing. But do you know what I mean? Yeah. Turntable's muted. Where are we going? We going with Discogs, Tom and Boot Boys. What are we doing? It's muted right now.
Make sure you send it. All right. We meet it.
We're going to be doing Tom and Boot Boys. Vinyls, now, cassettes. I say Tom and the Boot Boys, but if you look at the labels on the record, there's no
actually
duh.
Tom
it's
and
just
Boot
Tom
Boys.
And Boot Boys. So what track are we playing? Is this a split with the Unseen?
Yeah, we're going to play right, we're going to play the whole thing.
All right. So what's the first track we're doing here? First track?
Who's going to fuck Cockroach? I don't know.
Who's going to? All right. Now, this is Tom and Boot Boys. Pogo City motherfucking radio with the split with the Unseen. We're gonna play both sides. Tom
fuck
and the Boot
you,
Boys.
Fucking cockroach. I'm fucking working on the fucking die, fucking cockroaches.
Tom and the Boot Boys only on
Pogo City Radio.
Now we're gonna let this record play right through, give you a little twofer from them Japanese boys, Tom and the Boot Boys. All right, now that was Tom and Boot Boys only on Pogo City
radio.
Motherfucking radio. Your number one place for some
authentic in-your-face punk rock.
That's right. We are the home of authentic in-your-face punk rock. Now, Pogo City Radio, we're doing all types of shit. You know, we got this little podcast that we be rocking out for you guys. Every motherfucking Friday night we record. You know what I'm saying? We publish that shit throughout the week. Come check it out. You know what I mean? Hit that subscribe button. You don't understand how much of a favor that is to us when you hit that subscribe button or you hit that like button or when you tell motherfuckers to listen to some
Pogo City Radio.
You know, we really appreciate that shit. We're just trying. We ain't making any money. We're just trying to get the music out there. We're just trying to get the music out there.
I'm just trying to
playing,
have some fun here.
You know
man.
What I mean? We're just
fuck
fucking
that.
Getting drunk, getting fucked
it's
up
exactly
on Friday night.
Right.
Dude, inviting you guys to the party. You are all
this
literally
is what I live
invited.
For.
Come
you
hang
all
out.
Literally invited to
come
Pogo City
hang
HQ
out.
I live for the
on
party.
18th Street in Easton. You hit me up on Facebook, we will get you. We won't get you here, but you will be allowed to come here if you can make your way here.
Yeah.
And,
come fucking party.
Yeah,
that's
now,
what
Jimmy,
we do.
I see you moving all like fucking rapping and shit.
What up?
What are you getting queued up?
That was a good point. All right, man.
So do you want to listen to The Unseen Side, or do you want to
listen to
something
else? Yeah, we can flip that record over and listen to The Unseen Side.
So this is Freedom.
Oh, oh fucking shit. A right.
Now the 7-inch version.
Trip Unseen.
If I ever catch any of you punks in here again.
Stop it, man. It's we'll a free do country. Whatever we'll want. Go wherever we want.
Not in my school, you can't.
Try and stop us.
We'll be back.
We're the youth of today.
Limp Dick.
God bless America.
Limp Dick.
Fucked up that intro. Go fuck your mothers. Here's The Unseen. Now, actually, we're going to be getting Paul Unseen. Hit me up. Tell me he's coming on. I don't know when. We're going to be getting Paul Unseen on some motherfucking Pogo City Radio. Let's rock out the 7-inch version. So is this freedom.
What the fuck?
Right now, that's The Unseen on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
Bedlam.
Now, during that little bit of talking, the music playing, Bedlam we were Pulse. Talking. Hopefully, the mics were muted. Because back in the day, I used to forget to do that shit all the time. Yeah, it's muted. I used to forget to do this shit all the time. You hear us talking. I remember one time, a certain somebody was talking shit on their wife. And we didn't realize that we had the mics unmuted, and they were talking shit on their wife.
Everybody got wives, dude.
No one wants to hear this story. Let's hear the next song.
But what the fuck did we just play? Oh, but yeah, like I said, Paul is going to be coming on soon. I don't fucking know when. The Pinkerton Thugs practice when we record, so we might have to pre-record this shit. But he's also trying to start his own little podcast, so stay tuned for a Paul Unseen podcast and a Paul Unseen little chit-chat with yours truly and the rest of the Pogo crew. Now, Jimmy, my man, what the fuck you got queued
up? I'm going to play Up the Punks by Fleas and Lice.
All right, let's fucking do this shit. This is Fleas and Lice doing Up the Punks. Only on.
Yeah.
Right now, that was Fleas and Lice only on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, now we got just another, like, fucking, you know, we got a couple fucking minutes left. But we're going to do a third show. We're having fun. We're pretty fucking wasted. The lovely rude girl Jessica. I mean, she's fucking MIA. We were supposed to take the mic and interview her while she was passed out on the floor, but somewhere throughout all the chaos and mayhem that we call Pogo City Radio, she fucking staggered off. I don't know where the fuck she is. Yeah. I hope she's alive. I hope she's alive.
She was eating chips here before.
Well, she she did sit up. She regained more of like a normal.
She was functional right here, I wouldn't call it functional.
She was in the first half of the show, just not talking.
Most of her skills. She was putting the chips in her mouth. She was even talking too.
And you know what? There really wasn't any. There wasn't any. Not too much puking going. There wasn't any.
Any what?
There
was
any.
What was that? Any what?
All right, all right. That's enough of that shit.
Wait, any what? What was it?
I'm hitting the wrong buttons and shit. Motherfuckers got me fucked up as motherfucking shit and shit. All right. So what the fuck are we going to get out of here with
garlic.
We're going to play the A side and the B side of something. Fucking my new fellow pogoer, Jimmy Ever over there. Why don't you tell me a little bit about this record? We're getting queued up.
Yeah, I'm about to play some Wesley Willis Fiasco. And it's the split with Sublime. My wife bought it for me.
There you go.
Thank you.
What a nice
good
present
for your wife. I'm only doing this. I'm sound checking right now. My sound levels look terrible on the fucking screen.
Wesley Willis.
Let's ride all the way to Utopia.
Yeah.
Utopia's right down the street from here. Hit up Utopia. What is that? 5th in Northampton, 6th in Northampton. Hit up Utopia, Eastern PA, motherfucker.
Let's ride the city bus. Let's ride it clean on your life. Ride the rep of Trans-Pacific. Ride it on the road to Utopia.
Get on the bus, get on the bus.
Approach first the parkway and stopped at the red light. The bus was ready to move. The passengers wanted the city bus. When the stoplight turned green, the 20 club bus took off.
Get on the bus, get on the bus, be in the green. Get on the bus, get on the bus, be in the green.
The 20 club bus passed me up. I picked up a rocket toward at the bus. Then I caught the bus driver a fucking jerk. I told the bus driver to suck a camel's ass and fuck off.
Get on the bus, get on the bus, be in your grin. Get on the bus, get on the bus, be in your grin.
All right, now you guys, we got one more for you. We're going to flip this record over. I'm eating some pork rinds. We're doing a little bit of Sublime. And this is an alternate version. We're going to say goodnight for now. We're going to do another episode. Come hang out with us. Here's Sublime on Pogo City Radio. Getting out of here with Jim.